I give up. The fish just eat my bait without getting hooked. Fishing is boring if you don't catch anything.
But in order to catch the fish, you have to keep trying. Don't give up so easily. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Do you like to fish? Not for fish that swim in the water, but for people. If you tell your friends and family about Jesus, then you do. Now, it can be difficult sometimes, though, especially when your friends don't seem to care too much about what you're saying. 1 Corinthians 15:58 is a great encouragement. It says, "Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Now for our story today. It's entitled, "No Giving Up." "Oh no, a fish got my bait again," Ryder exclaimed as he pulled his fishing line out of the water. "That's it, I give up." Ryder laid his pole on the ground. "Okay if I go check the frog pond?" he asked. Dad nodded, so Ryder wandered off through the well-known woods on Grandpa's farm, leaving his father to fish alone. When Ryder returned a half hour later, Dad grinned at him. "Look, Ryder, I believe I've hooked something." Dad tugged on his line and brought a flapping, struggling fish to shore. Ryder was surprised to see that there were also several other fish in his pail. "How'd you do it, Dad?" asked Ryder. "Just by keeping at it," Dad said. "You'll never catch a fish with your fishing pole on the ground." Ryder picked up his pole and baited his hook again. As they continued fishing, he said, "Maybe Callum and Max are like these fish you caught." Dad raised his brows. "I don't think your friends would be very flattered to hear you compare them to fish," he said. "What do you mean?" "Well, more than once I've tried to tell them about Jesus. I guess I was fishing for people like Jesus said we're supposed to do. But they never want to talk about God or come to church or anything." Ryder paused. "They don't seem interested at all, so last week I decided I just quit. It didn't seem like it was worth it to keep trying to help them know more about Jesus." "And now you're wondering about that decision?" asked Dad. Ryder nodded. "Maybe it's like our fishing today. Maybe I just need to keep at it a little longer." "That's good thinking," said Dad. "Jesus promises to help us share the good news that he died and rose again to save us with others, but it isn't something that can always be done quickly or easily. But don't give up. Keep praying for your friends and letting them see what Jesus has done in your life, and trust him to give you more opportunities to talk to them about him." "Okay, I will." Suddenly, Ryder felt a tug on his line. "Dad," he exclaimed, "I think I got one." Well, how about you? Have you tried to get somebody interested in spiritual things and have gotten discouraged? Have you stopped trying to talk to someone about Jesus or inviting them to church, thinking it's just no use? Don't give up. It's God's job to open people's hearts to the message of the gospel, but he can use you to point them in the right direction. Keep doing what you can to point them toward Jesus and trust him with the rest. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 15:58.
"Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain."
And our key thought for today, keep on sharing Jesus. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with him. Maybe you heard a story that helped encourage you through a tough time, or one of the devotionals taught you something new about God and you shared it with a friend. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic in the menu and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.